Boulder Junction town board member Steve Weber called the response to the first year of the glide overwhelming.
You know, we were told by the Canadians, if you build it, they will come. And we were all a bit skeptical. And shortly after we had our opening, we got bombarded.
The glide was created last winter based on the ice skating trail through the woods at Arrowhead Provincial Park in Ontario. After the abysmal winter 2 years ago, Weber and others on the town board realized while there wasn't enough snow for the classic winter activities like snowmobiling and cross-country skiing, that winter had been cold enough for ice. So the park board, along with more than a dozen volunteers, created the glide, an 0.8-mile long trail through a portion of the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest that the town uses as its winter park. It was the first of its kind in Wisconsin.
Boulder Junction has always been a town of firsts.
Weber thinks part of that innovation comes from the town's location. It doesn't directly sit on a lake like many neighboring communities, and you have to go a bit off the highway to get there.
Call it the big right turn. How do you get people to make that right turn on the highway to come to Boulder Junction?
The glide certainly got people to make that turn last winter. Thousands of people came to Boulder Junction because of the ice skating ribbon. People were coming from Chicago, Minneapolis, the Dakotas, California, and even a woman from Spain.
We got a chance to meet people from all over.
That's Haley Hiller, owner of the Boulder Junction Coffee Company. The glide brought the coffee shop a lot of extra business Hiller normally doesn't see during the winter months, as they don't typically get a lot of business from snowmobilers.
I can't even tell you how many people would come in and let us know that they were in town for the glide.
Coontail, which has a Boulder Junction location, said without snow, sales of snowshoes and winter gear were down dramatically. With the creation of the glide, operations manager Bridget Milne said they started selling and renting out skates for the first time.
It was just an absolute whirlwind. I mean, it was hectic, it was crazy. Skates couldn't be coming back fast enough for someone else to be jumping on them immediately. So it breathed a new excitement back into the town.
That excitement is still palpable in Boulder Junction as the second season of the glide begins. Visitors this year will see some park improvements based on lessons learned from the first season, including more parking, new signage, a new shed for the firewood, and a lot more porta potties. Volunteers worked all December long to get Winter Park and the glide ready, making rounds with trucks, pulling the dripping water tank to build the ice, and smoothing the ice trail and skating rink with the Zamboni hitched to the town's tractor. Weber says that since the success of the first season, other communities have been reaching out to learn how they can create their own ice skating ribbon.
And we start out by saying, we hope you have a large volunteer base. It's 15 full-time volunteers out here for 3 weeks to get this ice built.
And that's just the start. Volunteers help clear the snow off the ice, run the Zamboni at least once a day, and even off the ice, help keep things like the warming hut clean and organized. Kathy Royer helped start the Friends of Boulder Junction Parks because of those volunteer needs. For Royer, getting involved was about seeing just how much the town needed something like the glide.
The year before, it was, you know, you'd come into town and it was dead. We didn't have snow, we didn't have people, and it was the first time I really appreciated that, boy, we really need this. We need the snow. We need snowmobilers. And so, but it was so much fun to come to town. It's busy. There are people here, and people here just happy. You know, they're having a good time, and that really made us feel good.
With a good snow base on the ground and a solid 3 inches of ice on the glide, the town and all the volunteers are looking forward to an even busier winter. In Boulder Junction, I'm Katie Thorson reporting.